Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
June 22nd, 2001, United States government began Operation Dark Winter. Operation Dark Winter was not a war game. Dark Winter was a germ game. In 2001, the U.S. military, government, and media launched a mock battle against pathology. The premise was simple. A bioterror organization released a deadly virus into the country, and smallpox is spreading quickly. The U.S. government must now react to contain the outbreak and stop further harm. How did we do? The results were disastrous. Within 48 hours, the government failed its objectives. The loss of human life was high, and when Operation Dark Winter ended 3 days later, a summary of recommendations were given to implement across different levels of government to better prepare in case of a future dark winter.
We're still facing a very dark winter. We remain in a very dark winter. We're about to go into a dark winter. A dark winter.
The World Health Organization declared that smallpox had been eradicated in 1980.
Good news from Geneva. The World Health Organization has made it official. Smallpox throughout the world has been virtually eliminated.
So why is it that Bill Gates is now making terroristic threats like these?
It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice, you say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that?
For years, there has been a debate to destroy the last known remnants of the variola virus that causes smallpox, which is kept in government laboratories in Atlanta, Georgia, and Russia, maintaining a biowarfare standoff.
After eradication was declared in 1980, there were still samples of variola virus around the world. One accident, one confirmed case is a pandemic.
The argument to keep them centers around the ability to respond to a smallpox outbreak that may still remain in the natural world, while the can has been kicked down the road by the World Health Organization to finally destroy existing stocks of the virus.
Six vials of smallpox were packed away and forgotten at a government lab outside Washington. A scientist cleaning out an unsecured storage room stumbled upon the deadly pathogens last week. The tubes apparently sat there for decades.
In 2010, a review by a team of public health experts appointed by the World Health Organization concluded that no essential public health purpose is served by the American and Russian laboratories continuing to retain live virus stocks. In 2019, a Russian lab explosion put containment at risk, while a recent discovery of vials labeled smallpox at a Merck lab in Pennsylvania thrust smallpox into a public sphere burnt out by liberty-killing lockdowns and the still unfinished business of Dr. Fauci's involvement in the creation of COVID-19.
Vials labeled smallpox found at a lab in Montgomery County. Smallpox is so deadly, only two labs in the entire world are allowed to have doses. Those vials were found at a Merck facility in Upper Gwynedd Township, Montgomery County, where vaccine research is conducted.
We are all too familiar with the agenda setting and predictive programming associated with the months leading up to the COVID outbreak. And now Bill Gates' threats are making a gradual appearance to possibly prime the agenda setting pump as a DNA-specific smallpox bioweapon in the latest James Bond film.
You know the SL5, the weaponized smallpox I was using this morning? Have you seen it? I put it in the bloody...
found it. You haven't seen a tub with smallpox, have you?
Bill Gates is the quintessential sociopath. With billions of dollars, data collection, and inside government power at his disposal, he is as untouchable as any Bond villain. Unfortunately, this isn't a movie, and James Bond is a fictional character being devoured by wokeism. John Bowne reporting.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. It tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself. And get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been on air 28 years, and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, this is the biggest broadcast I've ever done. The biggest news we've ever covered. This morning, the FDA, under federal court order, released the first 30 pages of 500 pages they're ordered a month to release to the public. And this is stuff from the first few weeks of the injections in January. Articles are being written about it right now. This just broke. We read the documents earlier. I'm sure Dr. Zelenko's probably already seen them, but we'll ask him. He was already scheduled, but it's a perfect time to have him on. Confirming massive increases in all different types of illnesses, heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, spontaneous abortions, spontaneous miscarriages is what they call it. Spontaneous miscarriages. Absolutely insane. On the federal government's own website, and this is just the first little bit from when they started doing their public trials. And then we have lawsuits filed where whistleblowers are saying this is all a whitewash. And the reports say that as well. That it's only the worst events that they even show. It's incredible. So we've been reading over it, processing the documents. This is absolutely insane. On the heels of that news here, we now have the announcement that the first case of the supposed new South African strain has been found. California confirms nation's first Omicron variant case. A perfect cover for this data coming out. And even though the South Africans say it is very mild, not even like regular COVID or Delta, which I can tell you I had, is quite serious, they don't care. They're going ahead with this to try to force it all through. And then you have the EU dictator, the head of the commission, unelected, started in 1956 with the Treaty of Rome, literally saying we're going to start the program for forced inoculations, not just lock you in your house, but come inject you. So this is definitely World War II Part II, but this time they're coming through the medical system. That's their camouflage. Dr. Zelenko is one of the top people out there, trailblazers exposing this and also pioneering many of the treatments that have saved millions of lives, not just here, but around the world. ZStackLife.com. He is a board-certified family physician with over 20 years' experience. He is the doctor who recommended that President Trump take hydroxychloroquine. Zelenko protocols results in 99% survival rate of high-risk COVID-19 patients. Dr. Zelenko has been nominated for the Presidential Medical Freedom, the Nobel Prize. He's recognized as a hero at the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee hearings. He has published top peer-reviewed journals with world-renowned physicians. Dr. Zelenko provided counsel to White House personnel, multiple governments, hospital physicians, and public figures, and was the first doctor in the early days to actually develop these protocols. So thank you for joining us. That was quite a prelude there to what you're about to say and cover, but my Lord, the times we're living in. Well, you can start wherever you'd like, doctor, but I would imagine you want to get to these FDA documents that they tried to suppress first, because obviously that doesn't just show that it's killing a bunch of people, but they knew it and suppressed it. Open and shut, death penalty for them all. Obviously, we're not going to go out and kill them ourselves, but seriously, I'm not a vengeful person, but Nuremberg too, they need to hang.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
The American people have been assaulted and battered and raped without lubrication by our own government. The first-degree capital murder, crimes against humanity, and genocide that our government has been complicit on its own people is of historic scale. The FDA knew about the side effects of these vaccines way before they deployed them on the American people. How do we know this? The FDA had an internal presentation 2 months in October of 2000.
Dr. Zelenko, I don't mean to interrupt you, sir. Your Skype is HD super clear. It looks like you're in the room with us, but there's a really bad reverb. You may have your internal mic turned on instead of your external. I'm going to have my folks work on that with you now until we get that audio cleared up. And if we have to, guys, just get his cell phone or a landline. We can go with video with a phone line. Okay? I'm going to take a break right here while we take care of this and while we handle this with Dr. Zelenko. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. He's also a great supporter of the show and has developed with his protocol all of the things fused together in one supplement. You can find it at ZStackLife.com/Alex, ZStackLife.com/Alex. Get the Gregory's report ready, guys. And we are going to be talking to him more here in a moment, but you can go to ZStackLife.com/Alex and use promo code InfoWars for 10% off. And I feel really good promoting this and selling this because this takes all the things that he's documented that are so good and puts them into one prophylactic here that's very good for your body. So we're going to go to Greg Reese's report on Fauci and his previous secret medical experiments that have come out, killing children with experimental drugs, not just dogs. And so that is coming up. We'll come back with Dr. Zelenko here on the other side. Again, this Greg Reese report can be found in Greg Reese's section at InfoWars.com and at Bandai Video. Here's the report.
The reception of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is clear evidence of a mass awakening. The people are waking up to see Fauci for what he is, an absolute psychopath. We've learned of how he directed experiments at the NIAID in which beagles had their vocal cords removed and their heads enclosed in cages where sand fleas ate them alive. Of how he fraudulently used PCR tests to illegitimately push a known deadly drug upon tens of thousands of people. And many are now learning that in 1992, under the direction of Anthony Fauci, the NIAID funded drug trials on HIV-positive children. Although many of the children were healthy and asymptomatic, they had merely tested positive via faulty PCR tests administered through New York's Child Welfare Department, who then handed them over to the deadly experiments. Most of the drugs being tested on the children were already known to cause deformities, organ failure, brain damage, and other lethal side effects. And yet, the children were required to continue with the drugs regardless of negative side effects. Those administering the drugs were explicitly told that all adverse side effects they witnessed in the children were being caused by the HIV infection and not the drugs. When parents refused to consent to these barbaric trials, Children's Services took their kids and placed them with foster families or children's homes where participation in the trial would be assured. When the children resisted the deadly drugs, they were brought to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where plastic tubes were surgically inserted into their stomachs, and the deadly drugs they were trying to escape were pumped directly into their bodies. Once the children died, their bodies were added to a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, a large pit with astroturf thrown over it. To get around the Nuremberg Code and other laws, the state of New York created a special review board comprised of the hospital stakeholders. One may wonder, other than torturing and killing innocent children, what were they trying to accomplish? They already knew of the negative side effects that these drugs were having on adults. But the more we learn about Anthony Fauci, the more we realize that he is an absolute psychopath. And it doesn't matter why psychopaths do what they do. Fauci and his criminal cohorts belong in cages, at the very least. Anthony Fauci is just one old crook in a massive conspiracy that is aggressively pushing to inject everyone's children with the new deadly and debilitating mRNA experimental jabs. Whether you like it or not, going after Fauci is a drop in the bucket, but at least it's a start. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
His audio is fixed. We're very, very thankful for him being on with us today. With all these huge developments happening, sir, please start back where you left off.
I was saying that the United States government has assaulted, battered, and battered the American public with their murderous policies. Proof being that the FDA knew about the side effects way before they deployed this vaccine on the American public. They presented that information to their internally to their scientists, which got leaked, and listed 100% correlation of all the side effects that are being reported in this report that you mentioned and what the American people have reported via the VAERS database. So whenever there's 100% correlation between what the government tells its own scientists and what the American public actually experiences, there's a term for that. That's called premeditated mass murder, first-degree murder, crimes against humanity. The American people have been raped by our own government.
Absolutely. There's been so many developments since you were last on with us. Please continue.
And the whole point, the real virus here is the chronic fear narrative that is being pumped out into the soft heads of people in order to maintain a mass psychosis. What I mean by that is that we know that anxiety and human isolation causes a psychological decompensation. And when people are in that weak psychological state, they can be manipulated and coerced and become gullible to do whatever the power, people in power want of it. In this particular case, they're vaccinating with a poison death shot, something that is leading to blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, myocarditis, which is basically taking your heart, putting it in a food processor, miscarriage rate up from 10 to 82%, increases in cancer, increases in autoimmune diseases, ovarian and testicular dysfunction, and most likely infertility. And all that is nothing compared to the genocidal possibility of antibody-dependent enhancement. And all for what? For a virus that is less lethal to most people than influenza? And to vaccinate children, Dr. Michael Yagan, everyone knows him, he's VP, a former VP of Pfizer, told me personally, and he then reported it to the media, that the vaccines are 100 times more lethal to children than the actual virus that we're protecting them from, supposedly.
And you've been saying that for over a year and a half. You were one of the first trailblazers to do that. And now it's just totally confirmed that they asked the federal court 2 weeks ago, do not release this, to cover up. And the first bit of data that comes out, just a tiny bit, is completely nightmarish and is worse than we even thought. What do you think we're about to discover in the tens of thousands more pages coming out, Doctor?
Well, we're going to discover the truth. And the truth is already obvious, and anyone who has any intuition could see it. But the truth is that there has been a decimation of innocent people. And it's very interesting how it's done. It's done in a group of people get taken out quickly, immediately. For example, the federal government admits to 18,000 dead. The CDC, the whistleblower from the CDC that signed an affidavit says that's up by a factor of five. The VAERS database is known to underreport by only 99%, according to a Harvard study. So what we're looking at is millions, tens of millions, actually, of adverse events and hundreds of thousands of deaths already. And that's nothing compared to the long-term effects that people are going to experience. We're seeing huge spikes in cancer and autoimmune diseases. How do you think that's going to affect future reproduction and population numbers? And then world experts like Dr. Luc Montagnier, Dr. Saharit Bhakti, Dr. Gert van der Schiel, I think his name is, Dr. Michael Yaden, Dr. Robert Malone, all these world powerhouses are screaming, stop. You're breeding more virulent variants, more dangerous variants. No one's ever heard of vaccinating people during an active pandemic. What we're doing is exerting evolutionary pressure and causing more dangerous bugs to come out. If you look at the studies that just got published from Vietnam, it says like this, that people that have been vaccinated and get COVID carry 251 times the amount of virus than the unvaccinated that get COVID. What that means, and this is consistent with the Israeli data, it's the vaccinated people that are dying, it's the vaccinated people in the ICUs, and it's the vaccinated people that are spreading the virus to the unvaccinated.
And Dr. Zelenko, with the Omicron, the scientists are now admitting, the mainline scientists, that, oh, mainly it's people that are vaccinated that are getting sick with this Omicron. A lot of experts are saying that's just a made-up cover, basically, for vaccine damage that's happening.
Right. So if you look at the supposed Omicron effects, it supposedly causes myocarditis. What a joke. We know that the vaccine has destroyed the hearts of young people. You see all these athletes dropping dead. And now what they're trying to do is deflect the vaccine side effects and blame it on the new variant that the actual vaccines have caused. And what's interesting, by the way, is I have zero fear of the new variants. And simply, if you understand the biology, all the new variants are mutations in the spike protein, changes the three-dimensional structure of the spike protein, makes the new variant more elusive, let's say, to the immune system, and this way the virus can get inside the cell. So what? The treatment that I've been advocating for blocks RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, which basically is the common pathway for all the variants. All the variants use the same pathway to reproduce. So if you block RNA-dependent RNA polymerase, you shut down viral replication of all the variants, including Omicron. So who cares? You just have to use common sense, use early intervention, use prophylaxis, stay away from the poison death shot, and you'll be okay.
Dr. Zelenko, we have seen Fauci, we've seen other federal agency heads, former FDA heads, CDC heads, we have seen the head of Pfizer all in unison say in the last month, arrest people that put out vaccine disinfo. And then the people they list as disinfo are the most prominent scientists and advocates, out there. And Robert Kennedy Jr., I know you've been thrown in there in some of these attacks as well. Isn't it them knowing it did this in the UK, in the US, in the FDA documents last October, now these new documents? Isn't it they who've committed the crime and should be going to jail, not us?
Well, these aren't human beings. They're reptiles. They have lost all the image of God, so to speak, has been removed from them. They have lost all sense of humanity and are now just an embodiment of the serpent, the primordial serpent. And they need to be destroyed. Now, I believe in the rule of law, but we should have military tribunals. These people should be tried. If convicted, they should be hung or whatever form of capital punishment. But we need to send a message to future aspiring despots that we're not going to tolerate your assault on humanity and assault on God consciousness.
Dr. Zelenko, stay right there. We're going to go to break and up with a long segment. We're going to cover the waterfront and so much more. The dictator of the EU, she's unelected, she's the president of the EU, says they're coming to the homes next. So does Australia, and I've seen the documents. They're planning it here in the U.S. as well.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWars. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko is our guest a little bit into the next hour. We're very, very honored to have him here with us, a true trailblazer, a real maverick. And you notice that the Pfizer CEO is the boss. When we now learn that over 50 countries, including the U.S., signed secret agreements with Pfizer, giving them even control over the media and emergency powers. Well, if the Senate did a treaty with a foreign country to do that, they'd all be arrested. It's treason. How are they signing treaties, agreements, the executive branch, to do this? So Trump's a good guy. He means well. He got tricked into this. They admit they put stuff in front of him that was 10,000 pages long. But he needs to come out and now point out that he was deceived. But regardless of that, Klaus Schwab comes out and says, next you'll have microchips to prove your vaccine passport. And now the article's on InfoWars.com with links to Sweden. Swedes are getting vaccine passports on implantable microchips, state-sponsored. This is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a new German study out. COVID-19 in kids ages 5 to 11 concludes severe disease course of death is low. In fact, the case fatality could not be calculated due to an absence of cases for children without comorbidity. So there you go. For a problem that is very easily treatable, thanks to Dr. Zelenko's research and others, we are doing something that kills people en masse. I understand the parallels of Cain and Abel, and you're absolutely right. The globalist don't have God's birthright, so they want to kill everybody else and play God. You're totally right at the base. That's what this eugenics and all of this crap, Hitler, all this is about. Just the survival of the fittest. I'm going to kill you. I'm in charge. But they're really not superior with their uber-mentioned behavior. But obviously, they knew this would kill a bunch of people, and they try to cover it up. Now they're saying it's the Omicron that's causing it, which is very predictable. Just asinine crap. Why all the heart problems before Omicron showed up? What do you expect them to do next? Because from all my research, they plan for some problems and covering it up, but it's not going as well as they thought. So you've proven to have quite a crystal ball with, like you said, intuition and understanding and a connection to God. What do you expect these evildoers to do next, Dr. Zelenko?
Well, they're going to create a new scare. And I think Bill Gates is already setting us up for that. You know, he's not a prophet. He's a criminal. It's not like he could predict. It's not so surprising that he knows that things are going to happen because he's instrumental in causing them to happen. So, for example, when he warns the public about an impending smallpox attack, and then 4 days later we find vials of smallpox in an unsecure fridge in a Merck lab in Philadelphia. Now, listen, smallpox is in two labs in the world, one in America, one in Russia, level four, BSL level four labs, the highest level of security. Now, to have smallpox in a fridge, unsecure, where one person can infect the entire world and lead to a 30% mortality, and somehow Bill Gates predicts this to happen. So we have to prepare for something as catastrophic as that. And you know what? I was doing research, and I found something. You may actually like this, that the American Indians had a cure for smallpox. They had a treatment. And that treatment in the 1800s and 1900s was published in The Lancet in 1870. And it comes from an American plant. I'll read it to you. It's Sarracenia purpurea. It's a pitcher plant. It's a plant that eats flies. And the roots of this plant, according to the American Indian the history and according to the Lancet, is effective against smallpox. So I'm letting people know this information so that we should prepare, because who knows what's going to happen. But the reality, or if it's going to be the Marburg virus, which is also an Ebola-like virus that was prepared by the Russians, developed by the Russians as a bioweapon. That also has a 30% mortality. So what we're seeing is a potential assault on a scale that we haven't seen before. By the way, I think it's pretty ironic that Bill Gates designed computer viruses and then sold software to get rid of the viruses. Where isn't that exactly what he's doing now? Infecting people and then advocating solutions for it. It's the same pattern of a sociopath. Just he shifted from computers to human beings. So, but he's also the tip of the he's only the tip of the spear. There's so many more let's say, stakeholders behind this that are most likely the 150 most richest people in the world. Let's put it this way. Not everyone, but they're the ones that are the major stakeholders of BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock and Vanguard invest in each other, so it's a monopoly, and they own $20 trillion of assets, and they manage every sector, including media, academia, politics, and industry. So whoever controls this monopoly, which is basically a, well, they own Pepsi, they own Coke, you know that concept. They own Fox, they own CNN. So they own all sectors from all perspectives. Whoever runs and owns that entity is the one that's able to orchestrate this, because they can manipulate the media, they can manipulate industry, they can manipulate politics, and they can manipulate academia. And there needed to be an orchestrated, coordinated, like a conductor and an orchestra, synthesis of all these different aspects of life in order to pull this off. That academia provided the false, the fraudulent studies. The media amplified those results to the world public. The politicians used that as a basis for a diabolical, tyrannical, idiotic policies of tyranny. And industry is just waiting there and collecting the money and counting the body count. And so this is not a joke. This is really happening. This is World War III. This is Hitler and Stalin on steroids with weapons of mass destruction. And the only reason why it's happening is because people don't realize it's happening. Wake up. Take your kids out of school. Take your kids and homeschool them. According to the WHO, a few weeks ago, they published a paper. If your kids are in school, that's implied informed consent, and they could be vaccinated without you being told, because you could have prevented them from coming to school. So, in other words, the fact that you send your kids to school, it empowers the school and the government to inject them with this poison. So not only are the souls of our children being assaulted in the public school system through the debauchery and ungodly teachings, but now their bodies will be assaulted as well. So it is time to pull our children out of public schools, coalesce together with like-minded parents, educate our children with Judeo-Christian values in a safe environment, and we need to coalesce like-minded people and form our own societies. Because the current tyranny is going to envelop us all unless we coalesce together in unison, just like each candle coalesces to be one big torch. We need to work in unity, in civil disobedience, hopefully in a nonviolent way, but whatever. You know, we need, at this point, if someone comes to my house to put a needle into my children, so there'll be different shots given.
That was my next question, Dr. Zelenko. We're going to go to break and talk about it. I'm sure you've seen Kramer and all these talking heads, but also the head of the EU saying, we're going to start forced injections next. I mean, this will trigger war. I mean, we have a right to defend ourselves. I don't want a war, but if they're coming, it's going to happen.
Listen, we have 200 million guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. That's why stormtroopers are not yet in our houses like they are in Australia or in Europe. And it is very important that we organize a resistance against governmental tyranny. If this leads to civil war, so be it, because this is a hill worthy of dying on. This is our storming the beaches of Normandy moment. This is this generation's chance to sanctify the name of God and preserve.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So important. I mean, the things being revealed are just biblical, beyond, I mean, it's incredible. It's everything you see biblically, but expanded and bigger and more crazier in our day and time, but all happening exactly as it had before, happening again. And here we are, and what Dr. Zelenko said is the strongest thing I've ever heard on air in my 28 years. It's true. This is the hill to die on. I don't want to die. I don't want to be in a fight with people, but I am absolutely at a gut level watching Obama and that demon Fauci helping the parents who were lined up to get the shots for their children for something that's so dangerous on record. And the whole thing is so sick that I never have anxiety attacks. Very, very rarely. Like one time one of my children was being born, I kind of like, I'm having trouble breathing. What is it? Oh, that's an anxiety attack. And even when I've had like bullies growing up in Dallas start a fight with me, I wouldn't have an anxiety attack. I saw that at 5 a.m. this morning when I got up and saw the video, and I had an anxiety attack. I had to go outside. I had to breathe heavily because my body was seeing predators come hurt children, and my body was saying, do something. We have to be smart about this, but Zelenko's right. This is the hill to fight on, or God is going to hate us. Dr. Zelenko, please elaborate on what you said, because it is absolutely key. It's totally true.
Listen, historically, healthy societies, in healthy societies, parents will sacrifice so that their children will have a better life, both materially and spiritually. In pagan societies, adults sacrifice children for themselves. And so when you have an intervention with a poison death shot that kills 100 more children than actual virus that you're supposedly immunizing them against, what that's called is child sacrifice. That's called taking your child, cutting its throat and letting it bleed out, or throwing it into a volcano or off a cliff or whatever. What's the difference between that and injecting a liquid that kills 100%, 100 times more kids than the virus? There's no justification. There's no moral justification. What we're witnessing, this has nothing to do with health. This has to do with a totalitarian enslavement. Slavery has been the most lucrative industry in the history of humanity. And it's been prevalent in every generation, and is absolutely no different now. What these sociopaths, they think they've evolved into a higher level of consciousness, but in reality, they're nothing more than these devolved pagans of yesteryear. And what they're trying to do is to use fear as a tactic to cause human consciousness to deviate from the divine and have a cultish, literally a cultish codependency on sociopathic oligarchs, corrupt governments, and these false golden calves of this vaccine. This, if you notice, the first thing that despotic, tyrannical, totalitarian movements do, they try to remove God from the picture. And that's simple, because if I bow down to God, I'm not going to bow down to them. And so there's the use of chronic fear and human isolation in order to steal the consciousness of man and lead to a codependency and on a cult. And this is exactly what's going on now. And unfortunately, the majority of people fall for it. You know, if you look at the Bible, when the Jews left Egypt, so according to most opinions, only 20% of the people left. 80%, like the Stockholm Syndrome, decided to stay in Egypt as slaves, and they died. In the desert, there was a generation of the golden calf and other things, and God had sentenced them to death. So half of the people in the desert died also. So it turned out that only 1 out of 10 were able to leave Egypt and make it to Israel. Or another way of saying it, only 10% of people were able to shed slave mentality and accept redemptive thinking. And that is tragic. And my hope is that this is a narrative war. Look, it says that everything is made with the wisdom of God. That's referring to information. And we know in the future, the world will be filled with the wisdom of God like the water fills the seas. So really what we're talking about is a information war. The forces of evil have dug in and have control over the narrative because they have control of the media, both social and mainstream. And what they've tried to do is use and create a false narrative that conceals on the presence of God by using fear as a tactic. So if you want to know where evil is, you just have to listen to anyone who's propagating fear. Because fear is the real virus here.
Very well said. You know, you always take it back to history because history repeats, and it's been proven in the archaeological digs, the Roman histories, the Babylonian histories, that the Jewish histories in the Talmud or in the first books of the Christian Bible, the Old Testament, is all true. And they find sites all over the Middle East where people were sacrificing their children to this golden calf Moloch that Moses said don't do that. And there it is in Leviticus where the people of Israel are ordered, do not give your children the fires of Moloch. Because I'm the Lord your God. And this is literally what's happening again. And then the group in Italy that created the Italian fascist and then created Hitler, this is on record, they reestablish Moloch rituals. Reportedly, they shot films of simulating killing children, but reportedly really did it. That's in mainline history. So this Moloch cult is serious business.
So the forces described in the Bible, it's not a history book. It's a manual for existence. And it tells us the dynamics at play. And this war started in the Garden of Eden. This war started when the force of evil was able to convince the man to transgress and go against the will of God. And everything that we've been doing since then is trying to rectify that phenomenon. Because it says before the sin, there was good and bad in the Garden of Eden. How do we know? Well, there was a tree of knowledge of good and bad. However, the good and the bad were not mixed up. It was very clear. It was clarity. It was clear where was good and where was bad. After the sin, there's been an absolute mixture, and for thousands of years since then, we've been fumbling through the dark, not knowing where good is, where bad is, and now, in this generation, in some interesting way, we're returning back to that Garden of Eden pre-sin state. What I mean by that is that I actually see exactly where the bad is, and I see where the good is. Granted, it's mostly bad, I'm not saying that, but at least I know where it is. I know there are continents of tyranny, and there are small cities of refuge of good.
That's right. You see the separation happening, and I want to be clear, the wheat from the chaff. I agree it's an owner's manual. I was saying historically, we now know what is in the Old Testament did happen. All of it's been documented. It's amazing. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, and me too. I didn't grow up in a religious home. I didn't grow up. This is a type of ideology and lifestyle that I chose. I used to be an atheist and enjoyed talking people out of believing in God. And certain things happened in my life, and my mind and my consciousness was open to the fact that there is a creator, a Big Banger of sorts. And I think that the purpose of humanity is to bring the knowledge of the creator into the creation by sanctifying his name.
Yes.
And by sanctifying life itself.
Yes, totally, absolutely. That's exactly what I've seen. Please continue.
And so all these demonic forces, we have to categorize them, we have to understand what they are, because it's going to fall upon us to decapitate them. And it's time to wake up and realize that this is it. This is the final battle of existence. This is good versus evil, Armageddon, whatever, Gog and Magog.
Good or done or wrong?
We are in the end game of creation. And right now is an opportunity, a glorious opportunity that every individual has to turn away from bad and to do good, to reject idolatry, paganism, and child sacrifice, and accept the yoke of heaven. And in reality, it's a David versus Goliath situation. The enemy is so powerful, it's rooted in generations of wealth. Old wealth and now new wealth coming together, coalescing together to exact vengeance on God consciousness. And so whether it's the Orsini family or the Rockefellers or the Carnegies or the DuPonts or the Bushes or I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, but
they're at war against God.
The royal the British family, all these people who have major assets and control of Vanguard and BlackRock. I'm a conspiracy realist. I don't care what people are going to say. If you look and you study and you look deep enough, you dig deep enough, you'll find the mechanism of evil. And that mechanism is well rooted in society. So what we need to do is we need the God scaler. We need to
stay there. You're always on fire, but this is the best interview yet. Dr. Zelenko, this is amazing. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Please stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.